Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Patches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings. Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
There's so much that happens.
I know who hates coming downstairs as much as going upstairs. Good God, my butt crack is hitting my butt crack. Does that make any sense? Like vertically, it's like plomp, 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 plomp. It's like clapping butt crack coming down the stair.
Well, well, well.
Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming.
It's Crap by Crap West.
Let me unload my pockets.
Yeah, unload those pockets. We just finished up the early show. Who was here for the early show?
Woo! These bitches are drunk. I'm telling you that.
Drunk.
Anyone who was here in the early
show. They're
all
drunk. One of them is a premium sponsor. Someone get me 10 cc's of Betsy MD stat.
Hi.
There she is.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. She got off work from Sir, thank God. She managed to get that shift off. She got it covered by Dana, so.
Thank you for coming on a school night to a late show.
Oh, yeah, it's a school night.
Thank you for going to school, honestly. Thank you for being intelligent and contributing to this economy and for allowing us to do this bullshit, because this is crazy.
Yeah. My grandma Sylvia used to have a joke about Thursdays. She's like, so okay, there's a man sitting on a bench with another man, and the first man turns to him and says, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And the other man turns to him and goes, SHIT. So happens it's Thursday. little old Jewish lady humor. Rest in peace, Grandma Sylvia. Love Grandma Sylvia.
Well, today...
Someone went, yes!
Yes, Grandma Sylvia, Sylvia, bitch. Yes, Sylvia, bitch. Grandma Bitch, bitch. So today, I've been here in Austin, and Ben came in last night. And so we went out. We had a really good time. We saw my cousin Jen and Reed singing last night at Cuero's, which is amazing. And so I didn't do shit, basically. I didn't do any of my homework. So I was like, I'm going to get up at 6 in the morning and watch Bravo for three. How long will it take? We have three live shows, right? It's going to take 3 hours. Yeah, right. Okay. I barely finished. I watched this episode of Real Housewives of New York for 4 hours. So buckle in.
Yeah, I hope no one has to be anywhere tomorrow morning.
I say thank you for coming late night, and I mean thank you for staying until tomorrow morning. Because
it is so good rewatching the episode. Ronnie was the one who actually suggested this. Well, actually, many people in the audience suggested it, and Ronnie said we should probably do the Take a Xanax episode. And wow, I mean, first of all, Real Housewives of New York is the gift that keeps on giving. And a lot of people were like, remember season 5 when it wasn't that good because it was a new cast? I dare them to watch this episode and tell me it's not good. I mean, it is so just
I know,
perfection.
But it's so hindsight. It's like fucking when you're like in your 20s where you're like, that sucked, you know? You're like, that was terrible. That guy was gross. He smelled. And then... You're 44 and you're like, that was fucking amazing. Where do I find him again? No. How do I do that again? I mean, not fuck, but like that. Like, oh my God. Also, this episode is called Slutty Island, which obviously...
Which is amazing. Did anyone even say Slutty Island on the episode? The producer was just like, let's just call it Slutty Island. Nothing slutty happens. It's literally Aviva Drescher in a blazer stomping around asking to see the manager, you know?
Yes, Aviva, the manager asker. That is her. But it's like Treasure Island because the pirate guy, Tomas, who, wow.
I mean, there's anal. Anal happens on this episode.
Yeah. So Treasure Island, but it's like us trying to come up with titles too, you know, where it's like, come up with a play on Treasure Island. Pleasure Island. No, that's too easy. Slutty Island.
Let's Slutty Island. Slutty. Yeah, it works.
Sluts on an island.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know that there's rumors, by the way, that the Roni trailer is dropping next week. Just saying. Just saying. And I'm very sad. One of my big regrets already of 2020 is that I did not take the time to save Ramona's recent Instagram stories. Did anyone see that of Ramona? Ramona's in her new apartment. This was like 2 days ago, so it's expired, okay? But it was like the two of us doing a Ramona impersonation. She's like, okay, here's my new apartment, okay? Look. There's the view. And whoa, this is my favorite part. She, like, gets startled by her own apartment. Whoa. Over there, this is great. This is a wall. That's the kitchen. And here's my favorite part. And then it just probably, like, ends, you know?
You know what I like? Tiles. Just like to put tiles down in the kitchen. Because sometimes you drop water on a tile and it doesn't go through into the wood. Cement. Set it. What? Whoa.
And I one of the most important parts about this is that her apartment, I was like looking at those walls, and I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure this might be a round apartment. And you know, Luann was watching that fucking bitch stealing my architectural
Making
trademark.
Fun of my architectural trademark and then stealing it.
Oh, wow. She had to get a round apartment.
Yeah, but how much shit do we say we hate and then immediately get? And like love, you know, Vanderpump Rules, for example, or really anything on Bravo, or anything in life. I'm like, that sucks. You know what sucks? Snickers bars, gross. Who even does that? It's chocolate, it's nuts. What the hell's nougat? I don't even about that. And I'm like, it's like hating it first is actually part of the journey.
Yeah, it is. So, shall we get into this madness? Would you like to introduce the show, Ronnie?
Yes. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. So, Slutty Island, guys.
Slutty Island.
Tomas. How is it so blatant now that he's a whore? But yeah. At that, and I don't mean whore like, what a promiscuous male. I mean like a legitimate working like whore.
Rentmen.com.
Yes. And then we were like, wow, well, you know, lip, you go, boy. No. It's so desperate. But I do love when hot people like that are just so desperate, you know? Yeah. It's like, you're gorgeous. You're thin, like literally gorgeous. You have so much hair, you know? And it's not on your back.
Yeah. It's like, hasn't really grown in all the way and never will. It sort of looks like, you know, everyone always says, oh, it's Johnny Depp. I kind of feel like it's like Keira Knightley playing Johnny Depp. Which is appropriate. It's the same movie, you know? Just need to get some Jeffrey Rush in there, and we got the whole cast, the pirates.
God, it's so hot and so needy. He's just like, well, you want to go back into the ooh, blah, 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 blah? And he's really just like, we'll work for beer.
I know.
Like, that's all you really see.
So, previously, on The Real Housewives of New York, so we see some clips from what happened earlier. We see a tiny plane and Sonia in it, just like, she's like, mainly because she's like, I fucked the pilot earlier, and now he's on the plane.
It's just such a housewife thing to be terrified of a plane. I mean, this is like a little tiny plane. Like, it's a scare. You know, like, people die like every day on these planes, you know? That's not even a joke. That's not funny. It's like, ha ha, people die every day. Like, literally, I'm scared too. But it's funny that Sonia's so scared and then Aviva's so scared. It's like, okay, we can't all be Kyle Richards tonight. All right, you guys pick.
So, and then we see Ramona. They walk up to this place in St. Bart's, and there's this big mansion. And we just hear Ramona go, holy mackerel, whoa.
And then Heather Thompson.
Holla.
Holla. I know Puff Daddy. She's so fucking crazy. She has such a crazy face. So she and Carol are calling Aviva to tell her, you have to come on the cast trip because you're on the cast of a TV show and we're on a trip. Get over here. Leg, you know? So then
there's a leg of the journey you have to go on.
Yes. Also, Aviva's leg. Oh my God. Someone painted us a beautiful portrait of Aviva's leg.
This is true in Seattle.
And I have it at home.
I'm so jealous.
And every time I walk in the door, it's right there. And everybody who comes over is like,
shouldn't there be a banner above it that said, congratulations, you did it.
Congratulations.
Sadly, not in this episode. Who would have thought?
You made it, leg.
So, Aviva's going to come. That's what we saw.
And then Heather's like, oh, they're coming. Oh! That's so funny.
And then Carol goes and tells Ramona, and she's like, she's going to come for the weekend. And Ramona's doing that thing where her hand's on her hip, and she's like, already angry. Oh, look at that.
Thank you.
That's for you. Cheetos. This is for
Cheetos. Cheetos is for dog lovers.
So Ramona's like, well, with or without Reed? And Carol goes, with Reed. She's like, All right. Not mad. Just gonna say, all right. And maybe what I might do is I might flare my eyes and then look sort of down and do that thing with my face where I go, all right.
This is also crazy Ramona eyes where her eyes are just popping out of her head and like slightly cross, like
all right.
The entire time. This is peak Ramona this episode.
Full peak Ramona.
It literally had some whoa.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
What else did she say?
She cries. She basically, anytime you say something to Ramona and her only response is, all right, you should just be like, oh shit, I'm getting murdered tonight.
It's also the Ramona voguing, you know, which I really love, how Ramona just like poses and like, it's like peak Ramona voguing. Every Ramona face is in this. Okay, so let's open. Heather and Carol are by the pool. And they're gossiping, and Heather's like, I heard Luann's voice in the middle of the night with some man. Oh, no, this is still the clips. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're still
like,
the clips.
I saw
oh,
you
I
like, what
so...
the fuck is he doing?
I thought you were starting the episode. I was like, but there's still so many tiny
because
details
look what
I to talk about for 5 minutes.
Look, see how I put like a little line between each? Like, it cuts, so I put a little line. But these previously are such gold. It's like 10 pages.
Yeah, I got so scared. I was like, how are we not talking about the fact that when they show previously Luann talking to the pirate, the pirate's name is Tom.
Tomas,
she goes,
yeah.
Tomas, but she goes, let's go, Tom. I was like, wow, this show really knows how to foreshadow someone's life.
Yeah, so apparently Sonia came home with a man or a group of men. And so Sonia, they have it's like some random scene where if you're an alien and you're watching this for the first time, you're like, just explode them. Like, what are they even doing? They just cut to Sonia going, we heard you with the man's voice last night, and it's black light in her face. You have no idea what they're doing.
What is happening? like the world was just blown up, and they're like, well, before the radioactivity hits us, tell us about the guy who was in your room last night.
It's like nuclear winter, and Sonia's like, you got fucked, Tom.
And I totally forgot. We used to make fun of this all the time, and I'm resurrecting it because I forgot Luann's shitty excuse. Oh, yeah, we had a group of Italians here last night.
Like, Luann always makes her lie worse than the truth, you know? They're like,
she makes it so
you
hard.
You brought a man home last night. She's like, a group of men, a group. Italians.
Oh, they were Italians, yeah. It was many. It was Papa John and Luigi and Mario. Whoa, Mario was here?
And then Heather she's so Heather. This is such a Heather thing to say. She's like, if Luann is going to continue to perpetuate this Italian story, the fuck? What are you talking about?
Okay, calm down, Robert Mueller.
Yeah, right?
She's
like, can we bring people to the stand or can we not, Luann?
I know. But then, of course, we get the classic clip of Luann pacing around in the villa on the phone speaking the world's worst French.
It's not even French. You know some French, right? You're a smart person.
I was the former president of the French club in high school. Thank you. But anyway, so she's saying
in
French.
I'm so proud of you every time you say something like that because I forgot it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you're smarter than I
remember. And I'll always remind you. Well, as someone who once was in the French club.
President.
But I forgot almost all the French. But she basically is saying on the phone, she's like, okay, just remember, I've been telling everyone, like if, don't say I brought a guy. I've been telling people it was a group. And then she starts going, en group, en group, en group.
Poquito agua, por favor. Check, 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 check.
Bonjour, croissant. Escargot.
One improv class, one of the games that you have to play, like, can warm up an improv class. Well, one of them is, here's a little ball, throw it, catch a big ball. Okay, but that's neither here nor there.
It's gym.
But one of the games is you have to pretend to be speaking a language, and so they'll be like French, and that's what Luann sounds like. It's like level A improv, you know? Like, not even level
A
one.
Improv
it's
French.
Like trying to get to level one. Like,
bonjour, Paris, Eiffel Tower. En groupe, en groupe. Je suis alone avec en groupe. Pas de Johnny Depp. There's a little bit of real French in there, guys. A few Easter eggs. Les œufs de Easter.
Easter.
As Luann would say in
Easter.
French.
Easter.
So they've decided to have this part. I don't know. I guess they're covering up the fact that Luann had sex with Tomas by inviting Tomas and a party back to the house.
Well,
so now she's going to say, look, again, it was a group again.
It was a group of Italians who all speak French. So,
right, it's so weird that she keeps stressing Italians. They were Italians.
They were Italians. It was five Italian men who love my music.
Pizza roll, Suzuki. Look at that. Wait a minute.
When the moon hits your eye like a big. I don't know the rest.
Okay, so the only one who shows up to this party is Tomas and his madam. Okay, it's like basically, it's basically his pimp, right?
Yeah, who looks like the lady from MASH.
Not Sally Kellerman, yes, but the other one.
Okay, yes, Sally Kellerman.
The TV one.
Oh, the TV MASH, yeah.
Because Sally Kellerman is the movie MASH, right? And she's more like, ugh.
Loretta Swit is who
Loretta
I'm talking.
Swit. Loretta Swit. And then the TV one is more like, ugh. Like, it's different.
This is really weird, but I was on Loretta Swit's Instagram yesterday.
And the
man? She had a photo of her with Betty White from clearly like 2 years ago, because we know what Betty White looked like in the 80s versus 2 years ago. And this Loretta Swit goes, her caption goes, "Here's a photo of us taken in the late 70s. It's like, Loretta Swit, why are you trying to troll Instagram right now with your photo?
Like in your late 70s?
Obviously, she got into my brain.
Loretta, Ben. I was just on Loretta Swit Instagram last night.
Because I was looking up Golden Girls.
Totally believable. You don't even need to explain it.
I was looking
it.
Up Golden Girls clips because I was bored. And then all of a sudden, as I was scrolling through, because I did a search for Golden Girls, and I saw Loretta Swit. And I was like, let me see. Whoa. I was like, I just want to find out about Loretta Swit. Okay? So
nope,
I clicked.
Loretta Swit.
I clicked on Loretta Swit. It's a show called MASH. Okay? I don't know what it is. It's a show about Korea. I don't like Korean food. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch MASH.
What a swat. Don't you think people that post with Instagram pictures with Betty White are getting kind of thirsty? Because Betty White has like literally worked everywhere 5 times a day her whole life. Like, so like someone at Costco will be like, "Look, here's me working with Betty White at Costco yesterday," and she's like, "Yep, here I am working at Costco, still going, 97 years old or whatever, like still working 20,000 hours a day." I'm like, "All right, enough, person on Facebook posting with Betty White." God, I love Betty. I love Betty White. It's just the people thirsting off of her. Stop drinking Betty White.
Yeah. We promise not to post any photos with Betty White that we've never taken. Unlike Heather Dubrow. Anyway, so.
Don't trigger me, okay? You know it's late.
I was also on Heather Dubrow's. Anyway, the point is this.
You were also on Heather Dubrow's Instagram.
Weird shit happens. They say keep Austin weird, so I was keeping it weird. So, anyway, so now we have the taglines from season 5 that I had all but forgotten about, and some of them were like oddly, like non-ironic. They were just like statements.
Wasn't it like season 1 Housewives? You know how in season 1 they would just take like audio from later in the season, like Vicki Gunvalson, like, you know, "I wiped down my countertops the other day and then, you know, get a jab insurance."
Yeah.
"I love cul-de-sacs."
It was like, "I love cul-de-sacs."
Well, they just string that together and put it to them posing. So.
Yeah, so the first one is Aviva's, and it's very, like, it doesn't have anything clever about it. She goes, "You're all white trash, quite frankly."
Never underestimate Loretta Swit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Which is funny because I actually always used to say that Aviva Drescher reminds me of Loretta Swit.
Yeah, she is.
Full circle.
She is very Lady from MASH. Either one of them, Aviva.
So anyway, she goes, "Never underestimate a woman born and raised in New York City." I'm like, "And then?" And she's like, "That's it."
Yeah. "I was born here and raised here." Well, congratulations on being dropped out of a womb someplace.
We'll put up a banner.
So Carol's like, "I may be a princess, but I'm not a drama queen." God, remember this is when we still all bought Carol's like, "I am a journalist from 2 seconds. I just talked to Barbara Walters. Barbara, I just ran a marathon, bro." Do you like that I'm using a vape as a phone when I literally have a phone right here? Stupid.
Improv. You take a small vape and turn into a big phone.
That's how far I got in improv class.
Well, you know, the first person to see through Carol was Aviva.
Yeah, but does that
Everyone's
really
like,
even
we still,
count?
"We still don't want to give it to her." It doesn't really count. So then
Heather, doesn't count.
Now we have Heather, and she goes, again, Heather's is like, she's like doing a like an infomercial late at night. She's like, "My success is built on making women look and feel their best. Holla!" What was that?
Holla!
It's the log line of your resume.
Yep. And then Luann, to some people, being elegant just comes naturally. And then she does this. She sounds, she's like this. Like just the sturdiest.
Meanwhile, all her songs are auto-tuned. Then we have Ramona. She goes, whoa.
What?
Oh, I'm not afraid to say what everyone else is thinking, okay? Mario. You're all thinking about Mario, right? Avery, Mario.
A little Sonya, spice up any party.
This is back in the day when they gave Sonya, like her lines are so demure when you think back, because now it's like, I'm a fucking bottom, I like it up the ass.
That kind of was hers, right?
Some people need to be on top, and I love being on the bottom. What
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, that's what it was. Sometimes I like being the bottom.
Yeah. All right, Sonya. Let's just keep feeding Sonya more and more alcohol.
Yeah.
I got fucked in my nostril today.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Just put it in me already.
Do they still use the same theme song for Real Housewives of New York? Because this one is really...
It was like... Dun, 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 dun. No, the actual... The current theme song is kind of a banger. It really is. It goes... Dun, 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 dun. Something like that.
No, it doesn't. What the fuck was that?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. It sort of has like, listen to it. It's a banger. I stand by it.
It's a banger. It's a real banger.
It's a banger.
Okay, so
speaking
now,
of banging,
let's open.
So basically, we open up.
Let's open the show.
So now it's all. So now we're in the villa, and all the women are sitting around Tomas, and Tomas is just sitting there, and we don't really know the full context because this is before they start putting in a lot of flashbacks in an episode to always, you know, show you what's up. So we just see all the women, and Sonya turns to Tomas and is just like, "I don't know what Luann did with you," and he's like, "Bonjour, bonjour."
Sonya, that was a huge suck right into the mic.
That's her next tagline.
Tomas has like huge sweat stains and his hair is just like greasy. Look, we've all looked like this at one point where you just come home and your makeup's like kind of smeared and you're drunk.
You're wearing a vest.
Yeah, you just been.
You're like, how'd I get this vest on?
Yeah. So Sonya is like, she's wearing this huge yellow side bow in her hair in the testimonial. It's like as big as a baby. It's like a yellow baby just hanging on the side of her head. And she's like, well, Luann is definitely in lockdown mode. I mean, she's batting down the hatches. She is jugging and shutting. She was like, shut up, Sonya. Just stop. Like, no one just said, Sonya, be quiet. She just keeps going. So she's like, I don't know what the aunt did to you. And Ramona's like, well, you what? Hi, Tomas. What? I like Tomas. Is he okay? He's nice. He's handsome. He's a good guy. What? There. Sit. I like it. Sit.
Oh, I like to sit. Okay. What? Because basically Ramona and Sonya are like circling Tomas. Ramona knows that she's still like going through with her marriage, so she has to pretend like she doesn't want to jump him. But Sonya doesn't have to, but Ramona's just like, whoa, Poirot, okay? Whoa. And Luann could never be more pissed. She's sitting there like, he's mine, ladies. I mean, Italians.
Pizza pie.
Ramona, don't get too friendly, no? Don't get too friendly.
And Ramona goes,
getting nervous, Luann.
Yeah, she's that evil pop-eyed face.
And Tomas goes, money can't pay you class. Mona goes, money can't buy you class, silly Willy. Silly Willy?
Silly Willy, that's more rhymes than Luann has in any of her songs. Okay? Silly Willy.
So Ramon's like, I know. God. Also, just tell Luann, I'm sorry, this is going to be forever.
Yeah.
But Ramona goes, I know Luann
Just how she said, Luann. I know Luann brought a man home last night, but I didn't know who. But hey, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out now. I don't know why you're playing this game, but you know what? I'm going to play too. Cat and mouse, anyway?
It's like Murder, She Wrote.
Ramona's so, like, cat and mouse?
Ramona's so fucking relentless. So she starts saying, she starts being like, so, you were at the house last night, right? Right? Remember this room when you were here last night, Thomas? Right?
Okay, this is the best thing to me about this. So she's following him doing what you're doing, right?
Right.
And he's doing that thing where you're just trying to avoid crazy drunk lady trying to fuck you. I don't know. Yeah. Let's just say. And he's like,
I saw you here at the house.
She's pretending
it's a great house.
Phone.
Okay. You're here.
And Ramona is doing a BlackBerry fight.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember the BlackBerry Pearl? I do. Had it. Owned it.
It's my drag name, BlackBerry Pearl.
It was one of the first. It was BlackBerry Pearl. That was the cutest drag name.
Thank you.
I was like, God, I love it. It's so tactile.
And out of style in one day.
Oh, my little bin. So the BlackBerry Pearl. Okay, Ramona has the BlackBerry Pearl. That was one of the first phones you could be like, I can read the internet on my telephone. And there was like a little mouse in the middle. You're like, bloop, 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 bloop. And I remember going to Sharky's. It's kind of like Salsa Fresh, but better, but further away. It's on Cahuenga, so no thanks. But I was there, and I was like, I have a BlackBerry Pearl. So I was like waiting for my burrito, and I was like, I was doing this, like so everybody could see me looking at the internet. And then another guy came in with a BlackBerry Pearl, and I was like, fuck that guy. Thanks a lot for I'm so sorry. I'm like, thanks a lot for ruining my BlackBerry Pearl moment at Sharky's, you dick. Okay, so that's what Ramona is doing. You can tell she just got this BlackBerry Pearl, so she's doing this to fight.
Yeah.
She and keeps waving it at him. She's like, oh, yeah? Where were you last night?
I know what you did last summer, okay?
Okay.
And she's also doing the Ramona teeter, where she, like, goes a little bit like... She's like, I know you were there. It's a great house. No, I know. I know.
Because she's following him around while he's trying to avoid her. It's like you can't move away from Ramona.
They wind
up, it's like that ball is always staying right by you.
And they wind up in like a corner where there's this random like sticks. And Ramona's like, whoa, that game? It's like, pick up sticks, okay? Pick up sticks. Pick up sticks. You ever see pick up sticks? Great game. I used to play... Oh, this one time as a little girl, I was like, oh, I want to play a game. I want to play a game, okay? And I was like, what about I play chess and checkers? And then my father's friend, Gerald Impar Smith, said, no. You know what game you do? You play pickup sticks. As in, walk around the woods and pick up all the sticks you find. And to this day, I can't go in the woods and I can't play pickup sticks, okay? I'm sorry, but this is a traumatic game, Thomas, and I need to be hugged, okay? Sorry. Hug me. Hug me.
Pick up sticks. Okay?
Pick up sticks.
We adapted it in America, okay?
Yeah. She goes, they must have adapted that game in the U.S. called Pick Up Sticks. You know that game in America called Pick Up Sticks? They must have adapted it.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, it's an American saying, like, we stole that game from you, you know? Unlike the other way around, usually, like, we invented that game. We call it pickup sticks. What do you call this? Sticks in a plant? You fucking burglars.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Tomas, his story, because he obviously was at the villa last night. So his story is that he's just going to keep on acting that, thinking he's going to try to gaslight Ramona into thinking that she saw him at La Tea. By the way, she never saw him last night.
Weren't they all at La Tea, though?
They were all in La Tea.
Yeah, they were all at La Tea.
But she didn't see Tomas at the villa. She just heard that he was there. So now she's lying that she saw him, and he's lying that he was there, even though he was there. And so it would be right that she would have seen him, but she didn't see him. She's lying. But he's lying.
Ben, you're a detective like
the truth
Ramona.
Is out there.
Oh, my God.
So like that game that they adapted from America, Pickup Sticks?
Cat and Mouse? Want to play Cat and Mouse, Ben?
So Tomas like, you saw me here? It's Lisa Vanderpump in my mind, basically. And she's like, well, Luann, she's single. Who cares, okay? I don't care what she does. She's single. She doesn't have a man. It's not like me. I'm married, okay? She's got nothing. She's got nobody. Look at her.
pathetic over there, okay? She could have come home with a two-legged pig for all I care. And then the camera just stays on her while she does her Ramona shimmy when she's like, she goes like this. It just stays on her for an awkwardly long time and then cuts away.
And then she thinks she's being real coy. She's like, whoa, Thomas, maybe it was your double. Your de boule, okay? De boule, the lay,
de boule. Ramona, you idiot. De boule.
Luann. So Luann then passes like this. Okay, I'm going to stay away from Ben because I threw my phone at his computer. I knocked a beer over earlier, almost on his computer.
Yeah,
I'm like... five. Okay, this is Ramona and Luann talking. No, this is Ramona and Tomas talking. And Luann's like, and Thomas is like, oh, yes, my de beer. And everyone's just laughing, right? And they just keep trying to get everybody to admit they fucked.
Yeah.
Before they pass this poor guy around like a casserole dish.
I know. You know? Like not even a casserole dish, like maybe an ashtray at best. But a lot of Toma apologists in the house tonight. So Ramona's just like she literally is like so excited to ruin Luann's life. Like she always has been. She's like, whoa. Jacques isn't going to be too happy when he finds out, okay? The band's going to have to do a lot of backpedaling, all right? And she doesn't even have a pool noodle to do it with. Sorry. Yeah.
It's actually, she's got a lot of backpedaling.
Backpedaling.
Just to be specific, okay? It's Ramona English. She's got a lot of backpedaling to do. So all the girls are talking to the French lady, right? Yeah, the madam.
Yeah.
And Luann's like, well, all right, who do you know here? You know me, obviously. Superstar me. Got me on
poster. Countess in a great relationship.
Bug eyes over there is Ramona tripping all over herself for a little penis that's already been used. And
that's that over there, that's Carol. And the woman's like, oh, yeah, Carol. Yeah, like she's the one who's the princess. And Luann's face is like, I'm the royalty here. Princess.
Didn't you find it curious that this madam knows Carol, and Carol didn't say, hey, I know that madam. The madam had to say it first, and Carol's like, oh, I'm surprised that she recognized me. I was here with the... There's something fishy about that Carol, kinky-ass Carol.
Kinky Carol. So one thing that I had 100% forgotten about was that in this season, Carol had a boyfriend named Russ. Who is in some sort of like Journey band. Tribute band or
of
something.
Of course.
And so. Russ.
That's so specific, some German tribute band.
But I mean, it's
just so Carol to be like, I have a boyfriend named Russ in town playing a gig down the street. It's like, of course you
of
do.
Of course, Carol. Of course, you're going to ride on someone's handlebars to get to it. So, so she's saying that all right, settle down, everyone, settle down. Okay, we're not afraid to kick bitches out, all right? We're not afraid. We'll do it. Don't be afraid to
girl
shush
went,
people.
Whoa.
We're not afraid, okay? It's 2020, and we're mad, and we're empowered, and we're feeling like Ramona tonight, okay?
So they're all giving Tomas shit, right? And the ladies basically talking to Carol, and Carol seems a little... Kerfluffered. So
yeah.
Then Sonia's like, well, who needs a boyfriend when you have all this, right? You know? And Tomas is like, oh, it's a lot of work getting a boyfriend. My boyfriend is coming later. And Sonia goes, oh, you have a boyfriend? Wednesday night's my place. Get the fuck over there.
Wednesday's at the townhouse.
Yeah.
Ramona's like, are you gay? That'd be such a waste, okay?
And the French lady's like, French guys are not bisexual. A, since when? And B, why the fuck you gotta act like that, French madam? Calm yourself down. So Sonia goes, he's not bi-coastal. No, she says, he's bi-coastal, not bisexual.
And lady's like, no, not bisexual, bisexual. And Sonny's like, but when you have a menage a trois that's not bisexual, what the fuck is Sonia acting like she doesn't know what bisexual means? What's going on?
And the lady's getting real huffy. She's like, French men, not with two men. It's two women, one man in a French menage a trois, always. I'm like, okay, settle down, Les Miserables, okay? She's like, master of the house, menage a trois with two men, no.
But that's how straight guys are, right? They're like, yeah, I like threesome. No, two chicks only, two chicks only. You know, she's got to protect her product, you know. She can't be like, yeah, he fucks tons of guys, you know.
I like Sonia, who's just like, you know, because then they start saying menage a trois, what about menage a sept, which is like menage a seven. And then Sonia goes, menage a anything right now. She's just up against the cabinet, just like grinding on it.
I mean, pretty much, it's not really even exaggeration, you know? And then Sonia is like the most fun and has gay parties, but she says some of the most ignorant shit. She's like, Tomas is so hot, he can get away with wearing makeup. I'm like,
Also, macro note about Sonia, which is that watching this episode, I was cracking up at all her sort of like casual mean girl things she kept on saying the entire episode. She's like, oh, who wants to hang out with those lamos? Anyway, let's have sex. Like, yeah. Nonstop. It was amazing. I loved it.
So Sonia tells Tomas, how old are you? And he's like, I'm going to be 38, which is older than you. She's like, oh!
And Luann's just nodding like, he's mine, bitch.
And so then, and Ramona. Then Ramona.
Like, whoa, my glass.
There's definitely wrong with my glass.
Something, hello, there's something wrong with my glass. It's dripping
leaking.
Water, okay? It's dripping water. Hello. She's like, you're holding it upside down.
You're holding it upside down. So Carol's like, Luann's still going, my Italian friends. And Carol's like,
didn't she learn what we all learned in Watergate? It's never the crime. It's the cover-up. I'm a reporter journalist from ABC.
And then she's wearing piggy tails. You know, Carol.
The fact that Carol compared Luann talking about her Italian friends to Watergate is low-key hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just like Watergate.
She just likes saying journalist-y things.
Yeah.
So Ramona's like, where are you going, Kate? You guys already did it last night. It's my turn. Get off the bike, Sonia. And Sonia's like, yeah, you already did it last night, Luann. And Luann goes, last night I did it French style, and tonight I'm doing it Italian style. You just told everyone Italians came over last night, Luann. Okay. So then Ramona is just going, talking to nobody on her BlackBerry.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So now Sonia
starts texting. Like, Ramona, you're not texting anybody.
I'm just looking at your note right now, and it is cracking me up what you've written down. May I read it?
Yes. Well, not if it's going to get me in trouble, you know, because these notes, I have. That's why I'm always staring at the notes like, oh, God, don't say that. Okay. X.
All right, I won't get you in trouble.
No, you can say.
This is Ronnie's note. Ronnie should know. Write it, regret it, say it, forget, whatever. This is Ronnie's note. Outside, Sonia, Lou, Ramona, and gaping vagina. Ramona staring straight into the camera.
What's the artwork? There's a big sculpture behind them, and it's like one of those, like, it's a vagina, but also art and not a vagina. Tricked you.
Like, why am I thinking about vaginas?
So Sonia's like, this is like, who's on first? Okay, so Sonia and Ramona and Luann talking,
and a gaping
right?
vagina.
And a gaping vagina art. So Sonia's like, this is like, who's on first? It's like, this is nothing like who's on first.
Yes.
First
literally
of all.
Nothing like that.
And Sonia goes, now we need to figure out who's on second. And who's on third? And who's going to get the home run?
Yeah. Ramona's like, whoa, I know what's going on here. Who's going to get the basketball in the hoop. No, Ramona, different sport.
Touchdown on your hockey puck, silly Willie. Kite pick up sticks.
And Luann goes, well, the night is young. Italians are coming over, you know what I'm saying.
So then Sonia starts questioning Tomas again. Like, do you know who she brought in last night? He's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Is someone going to pay me to fuck them or not? Like, I've been here 5 hours.
So, yeah. So now Tomas, poor Tomas, he got stuck talking to Heather. And she's probably like, I like to empower women and I drink spritzers sometimes. Holla!
Holla!
He's like, okay.
I love women and putting limes in my drinks.
Holla!
You better step the fuck off the curb.
That's what we used to say, because she was always trying to talk like street. She's like, I know Puff Daddy. You better back up off the curb, motherfucker.
Yeah, there was the one episode where she said motherfucker, and they're like, whoa, did she learn that in jail? I was like, it was the most hilariously coded moment.
The girls are just basically over Tomas again and again and again. Okay, so now it's Tomas and Carol and Sonia talking. And Tomas is like, I love this Carol. She is my Brigitte Bardot. And Carol is... Look, okay, so Carol's not competing like the other ladies. Like,
no.
Fuck me, Tomas. Do it. Let's do it right now. But she's doing it rust. Like this. She's squinting her eyes going,
and she's trying to look really casual with her hands in her pockets, but one hand is in her pocket and one is balled into a fist like this right on her side. Like, oh, poor Carol. I have more intense feelings for Carol watching this back.
And then it goes from that. I don't know if you caught this, but there was this random shot of Ramona dancing. Did anyone see that? She was dancing but also unlocking something. Did anyone see that? They cut to her. I swear to God, go back tonight. And she's literally over to the side. And she's literally just doing this. I was like, what is this, like, low-key Macarena key lock dance going on?
So Sonia's like, I was an artist for 3 years. And Tomas is like, oh, now you're not so sad.
Yeah. She goes, please don't say that. I'm an artist. Don't say I didn't do it for 4 years. You know, oh my God, he's teasing me. He's teasing me.
And then Tomas is like, yeah, it's over now. She goes, it's not over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. And here I am.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Sorry, I got kind of lost. I got lost in this.
Actually,
I'm like, wait,
I was like, I'm going to censor myself for once. I was like,
no, stop doing it.
No. It was not fair. It was not fair what I was about to say in Ramona's voice. Whoa. You know what? Some things are made for me and for Mario, okay? So then it was around this part where
I wrote, Sonia wasted dancing with a bruise on her leg. Yeah. Poor Sonia has been in a dryer or like thrown down a hill. Sonia's just got bruises all over. She's
yeah.
Like,
things got crazy in Lati.
I bet Tomas is like the lube. He's just like a lube sitting there in the middle of the room and they're all like sliming all over him.
And then there was just that like famous shot that they always cut back to of Sonia and Tomas walking into a room, and Tomas goes to the left, Sonia goes to the right, and he does that thing where he's like, oh, I forgot about this side of the room, and just like tries the couch and be like,
yes,
going to do some anal now.
And the lady is seeing Heather's like, we have a winner.
Hello. And then the entire thing is shot like a horror movie, by the way.
It is.
Tomas follows Sonia off screen, and then we go down a staircase into darkness. And it is like, for sure, like The Grudge Part 3, you know? Like I'm expecting fingers to come out of Sonia's hair. And then you just hear, you get a fabulous ass.
You have a nice ass. You have a nice ass. You have a nicer ass.
You like it?
I have a nice ass.
Soft,
like it?
Right? Soft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the next morning,
let's go on a boat trip. Which dates? My dates? Planning a date? Boat? Oh, God.
We know it's a big day because Ramona already has her pool noodle out. She's already like walking around. Pool noodle is essential.
Sonia too. This is a big pool noodle episode for both Ramona and Sonia. So Heather is like, last night... Oh, sorry, Heather. Heather's like, last night I was in Carol's room and we heard a brouhaha. So we went to investigate and we found Luann and Tomas. Now a lot of those bruises make more sense. And so then Ramona, it cuts to Ramona talking to one of the guys going, can we go to Colombia?
Wait, she said, can we go to Colombia?
Yes,
I mean, talk about foreshadowing, right? Talk about foreshadowing.
There was a lot of it on
here. I
also
didn't know that St. Bart's was so close to Colombia. I learned things, guys.
I don't either. I just think it's hilarious seeing Ramona say that to anybody.
Yeah.
So, Sissy Beaucoup. Oh, Ramona trying to speak French. Sissy Beaucoup. So, Carol's like, I'm not going to say who, but last night a sex act happened that until recently had been a felony in 36 states.
As they said in Watergate, it's not so much the crime as it is the butt-fucking. Can I say that?
And my favorite Real Housewives of New York song that they do still use.
So they get onto this boat. And I'm pretty sure we had an origin story moment right here because they get on the boat and Sonia's like, looking good, Lou. And she goes, thanks, Sonia Rita. I was like, Sonia Rita, as early as season 5. Oh, no.
They've been friends forever, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote, boom, bum, 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 bum. And then Sonia saying, here we are in Colombia. Did this not happen? Is this all in my head? I've written it down 2 times.
No, they did it. Cause she said that, and I rewound. I was like, did she say Colombia? And she said it again, and then I said, you know what? I just put it out of my mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, I'm not going to do geography.
Here we are in Utah, and it would have been like, great cruise.
Yeah,
you know, I have no idea.
Love the beaches in Utah.
I went on a cruise one time, and they're like, no, here we are. And, you know, I didn't even know where we were. I didn't really care. I was like, is there a Chili's here?
So then here's a textbook example of what I was saying about Sonia before. So Ramona's taking pictures. They're having fun on the boat. Ramona's taking pictures with, Sonia, but also Heather. And Sonia goes, oh, Heather's allowed to be in vacation pictures?
Yeah, because Ramona hates Heather until right now. Like,
but it was just so, like, effortlessly savage. Just like, no, she's allowed in? Strange. We should put her in the cellar.
Yeah, because Ramona's so, she's so evil to Heather. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hi, Heather.
And Heather goes, well, she likes me now. And Sonia goes, just today. It's like, damn, Sonia.
Yeah.
And then, perfection, Ramona's on the boat, and out of nowhere, she just almost falls over and goes, whoa. Whoa, almost fell over. We need a bigger boat, okay?
So then Luann in the water, she's like, what time is Aviva coming in? And Carol's like,
according to a source embedded at the airport, around 6 a Nixon.
And so, Ramona's like, you know
what? Hold on.
Yeah, settle down.
Talking ladies.
Talking ladies.
I know we're wasted and it's late. Let's just be wasted and find your ass. Look. Have you ever heard me be quiet that long? Never. I'll hunt you down. I'm like a detective.
Yeah.
Don't they cat and mouse? Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, you know what? I like Aviva, okay? I like her. But you know what? She hasn't been here, okay? We got some mojo going on, all right? We got some mojo. We even have some mojo going with Heather. Can you believe it? Even Heather.
Pool noodles. So Sonia and Ramona just jump around with pool noodles. So kazoo music plays. I don't know why.
This
I put
is the
that.
Only show where we could say pool noodles and people scream so and perfect. Whistle.
And just the whole evolution of Ramona, like, you know, I don't know how to swim, Indy. And so, then getting that swim instructor, like Vlad or whatever.
It was like, someone like on the run from Putin who has been like hiding for 10 years and suddenly is stuck on Real Housewives of New York. We're never going to see him again. So she's like, we even have some mojo going on with Heather. And Sonia goes, why are you connecting with Heather?
So then we go to Aviva and Reed coming down the stairs at the airport. Oh, my God. Reed looks like a prisoner on the news, you know? Like we have our American prisoners, and what do we do? He's just like, stay brave, Mom, stay brave, you know?
So Aviva, who does like all her confessionals like slouched over, she's like, I am so petrified at this moment to fly in a 10-seater with a propeller and the windows open. And I'm petrified right now. And I'm in a blazer in tropical heat. It's a lot.
Fucking Aviva.
Too much.
She goes, smaller planes have a stronger incidence of crashing. And my personal experience with statistics is not good.
How many?
But it's just how she says it, you know? She's like, how many people get their foot stuck into a conveyor belt at 6 and lose their leg?
I don't know. I'll have to check the Farmer's Almanac on that one.
It's just such a like random statistic, like how many kids play on conveyor belts when they're 6. You know, I need a more like specific question.
So Aviva is having like a crisis because she's deeply neurotic and she's going on. Listen, those tiny planes are scary, but especially for Aviva, who can barely like take an elevator up a floor and has a crazy, awful father. She's just like full of stuff, and so she is freaking out. And one of the reasons why I love this show is that she is having a meltdown, and the music is like boom. Boop, 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 boom, boom, boom. But she's like, Reed, I need you to hold me. I need to feel your hand. I need to feel your hand right now.
I don't buy her for a second. I think she's full of shit. She's not afraid of anything. She's just one of those people without a personality. Yeah. So they're like, I'm afraid of planes. I'm afraid of streets. I'm afraid of lights. I'm allergic to yogurt, leaves,
and vaccinations.
And flowers. Yeah, yes. Flowers, I guess, are real. Sorry, I'm getting into real stuff. I'm like, people who say they have diabetes, they're full of shit. You know, I'm just kidding us. So Aviva's like, please say that's not a plane, Reed. Please say, does that float? Because I have to transfer to another plane to get to this place. So she goes, does that float or fly? I'm like, well, if you're in a plane and you're afraid of it crashing on the water, wouldn't you rather it have floaties? Come on, Aviva.
So while she's going through all that, the women are tanning on the boat, and then Sonia and Ramona change their outfits, and everyone's like, whoa, we have our lunch look, okay? It's a perfect look to make you not want to have lunch right now, okay?
She changes into her lunch look.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then Sonia's just like, oh, sorry, I just had gas. I'll have to go over there for a moment. Chocolate gas. She literally says chocolate gas.
Heather's like, they're being so quiet and lovely over there. It's worrying me. Carol's like, as Dan Rather used to say, 30 seconds before the cameras went on, it's the calm before the stormy Nixon.
An outfit change on a boat? That's a new one.
So
it's like the gates of hell just opening for the 900th time. They're just so tired of opening. It's like,
hell just gives up. Hell says, you know what? We're closed for business. So they're eating there. So Ramona and Sonia are eating there. And Ramona's like, whoa, we're not in the shade, okay? I have to be in the shade. I mean, we can't eat here. I mean, look, I'm perspiring, okay? I'm perspiring. I can't do this. So,
Ramona, oh my God.
So Luann's like, don't worry, girls, I got this. I can sort of speak French. Excuse me, sir, do you have an umbrella? She literally says, do you have an umbrella? But she says umbrella like, umbrella.
And the guys are cracking up. And I just can't. I mean, sun on a boat, that's nuts. I can't do sun. Hey, sun. I don't want sun, okay? Just can't stop it. And so the guys
after
are like,
lunch,
okay.
We're going to go sun tanning, okay?
Yeah, so the guys are like, they hold towels over.
Another
towels.
Origin story.
And the guys are cracking up. And Sonia goes, I'll accept that.
And these guys are holding up these towels here. And, you know, it was so awful. But at the same point, I kind of just loved Ramona and Sonia just being like, we're rich right now and we don't care. We're rich, demanding ladies, and we're going to make people do things that will, you know, just be embarrassing for them, but we don't care because we can't have sun for this 5 minutes of our lives.
It's like rich people with free shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like rich-ish people with free, because, I mean, come on, well, Sonia is not a rich lady, you know? Sonia's like, yeah, get that towel held up above her money.
But it's not like Kyle Richards, who likes to pretend that she's still, like, a normal, right, when she's, like, loaded up. But, she, you know, but at least Ramona's just like, I'm rich and I don't care, and you have to do something crazy for me.
Yeah. So Carol and Heather, God, so then we cut to this scene where Carol's always, and Carol legit does have, like, dramatic, horrible things that have happened in her life, so I'm not even going to make fun of that. But it's just so Carol. It's like this fun episode, pool noodles, they're making people hold towels over them, and then
they're
cuts
on
to
a boat.
Carol.
And beautiful, the beautiful Caribbean, sun shining, everyone's having a wonderful time.
Cut to Carol going,
Heather, remember that football player who died in 9/11?
And Heather's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that book? That's his widow.
Heather's like, great, I'm just going to go hold a towel up for Ramona. I'll be right back.
Because you remember when this cast first started and it was like a huge cast shakeup and they were having lunch. It was Carol, Aviva, Heather, all the new ones, whoever they were. If I'm missing someone, sorry, you're gone now. Who cares? But they were all having lunch together and Heather's like, you know what? We're going to be different. We're going to empower each other. No petty fighting, ladies.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
So
and
I think Carol's always trying to bring like a real conversation, but you're in the middle of a Looney Tunes, you know? She's like,
remember 9/11?
It's like, okay, Carol.
I know, Carol.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, congratulations. So, meanwhile, we cut back to Aviva, who's in the plane, and she's, like, doing the thump thing, and she has, like, she's got her Beats by Dre on, which is hilarious. Aviva's got Beats by Dre on, and she's like, I'm just going to listen to my anti-anxiety playlist. She's like, I have a whole library of anti-anxiety. Chaka Khan. In Your Eyes, Stevie Wonder, a lot of Seal, Sinead O'Connor, Gloria Pebbles.
I just like how she says, I like that song, There Ain't No Body. What a weirdo. She's such a weirdo. Also, I hate to say this because I know I'm going to get booed, which also I love, but I miss Aviva and she needs to come back.
I was thinking the same thing. I actually was thinking the same thing.
She is
a nut.
She is ridiculous.
She's a nut, and she's entitled, which are two things that we need. Entitled nuts.
Yes. It's just like a rich white lady on a plane to a beautiful island going, like, listening to Dr. Dre, you know, Beats,
could you imagine,
and going like,
listen to Chaka Khan.
I cannot with this. I cannot.
You know that the way she sings that song is the worst, too. You know that, like, Aviva singing Ain't Nobody, love me better.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody like you do.
Ain't nobody.
Reed, do you want to hear Reed? Do you want to hear Reed?
Oh, God, and Reed is just the worst kind of husband. I mean, to her, I'm sure he's a great husband, but he's the worst kind of husband to be around. He's just like, you are a superstar, Aviva. Look at you on this plane. We're flying. You're listening to Beats. You are so brave.
Aviva's like, right now, all I'm trying to do is focus on Chaka Khan, seeing the girls, big hugs, potentially a banner. I would welcome print shop, but handwritten would be fine. And a good time.
So they finally land, and Reed's like, we're doing it. She's like, she just like slaps the top of her head and then leaves her hand there like.
She's just trying to contain Chaka Khan in there. Don't leave Chaka. Don't leave me.
And
through
Reed's
the fire,
like,
through the rain.
You can do this, superstar. And then they land and he's like, awesome, mazel. You did fantastic. She's like, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me, Reed. And he's like, you got yourself here. I'm like, she literally...
Literally, someone was a passenger.
Okay.
You got yourself. So then, we then cut to Sonia and Ramona, who are like slinking around the island like two bandits. And they step into a real estate office. I'd fully forgotten about this. And they meet up with someone named Peg Walsh, who works on St. Bart's in real estate.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to die when you saw Peg Walsh.
Yeah. Hey,
the
I'm
owner
Peg
of
Walsh,
St. Bart's Properties. Yeah. So Ramona's like, I always cover my options, okay? With Reed and Aviva coming, I don't know if it's going to work out. So keeping my options open. Hi, Peg Barth. I'm Ramona. Do you have a mansion? We could get a mansion any moment. Do you have one open right now? Because we're going to get a mansion.
They're like, actually, we do. She's like, okay. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe Heather will want to come too. Who knows? And Sonia's like, ew, Heather. Well, maybe Luann will come. I mean, she's not going to stay with the duds. She really said that. She called them all the duds.
The noobs. So Sonia's like, oh, you have one available? Well, hopefully we'll be calling you in an hour to get the place. I'm like, okay, Sonia. Hey, Sonia, is there a Tesla dealership you want to go stand in front of and take some selfies before you ride home on the subway?
And then okay. Ramona's like realizing like, no, we can't look like bitches on TV. So she goes like, she does her backhand stuff. Just, hopefully we don't have to. Hopefully we don't have to. Sonia, you see what I'm saying? Hopefully. We don't have to. Wink, wink, Peg Walsh. Hopefully, we don't have to, okay? We don't have to, okay? Sonia, we don't have to do it. Sonia. Hopefully, we don't have to do it, okay? Hopefully.
So then they turn around to leave, and I could swear that Sonia has tags on the back of her dress. And I love it. So Ramona and Sonia in the pool with noodles.
Noodles.
Here we go.
But now they're stroke naked. And noodles.
So they're naked, and Sonia's like, you're my little... Oh, they're both just basically like, you're hot. We're naked. That's what we do. We're party girls. We like to be naked in the pool. We're exhibitionists because we like to be exhibitionists naked.
So Heather walks up, and she's like, what's up, you crazy girls? Look at your heinies. They're like... Who the fuck is this bitch?
Ramona's like, come in, Heather, pretending to be nice to you so I have someone on my side when I'm fighting both Luann, that hooker Aviva, okay? So Heather's like, I would love to come in, but I just took a shower. And she's like, so take another shower. There's plenty of water in the Caribbean.
Ramona's that idiot to get stranded on a desert island and be like, what?
There's water everywhere.
Have a
just
drink.
Drink it.
Yeah. Just drink the water, okay, you stupid face. Carol, meanwhile, is like, I could be wrong, but in my mind, Carol is doing that thing where she's sitting by the edge of the pool, and she's not putting her feet in the pool, but she's got her knees up and her hands around it, but she's at the side of the pool being like, I'm a cool girl, too.
Yes.
And her whole thing is that she's going to go to Russ's rehearsal before dinner, before they go to Bagatelle. So she's really, really excited to see Russ before dinner.
Yeah. And Aviva is just that horrible person that gets driven to a place after she's been flown on three different planes to a place. And so the guy drops her off at her luxury mansion, and she goes, I guess there's someone to get stuff out of the car for us. And he's like, yeah.
What's your name, Tej? Can you get that? Thanks.
Tej.
So she's also trying to play it cool. She's trying to be like, I'm fun. I'm a fun person. I'm a Aviva Drescher. Very fun. So they're walking up the stairs, and she's like laughing at everything. Like, look at these stairs. Ha, 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 ha. Trees. Ha. Easy going.
And the girls are all like, Aviva, you did it. Congratulations. Like, they really are like gushing over Aviva for coming to this luxury trip that was
paid
actually for.
Very normal and nice, and like I would say, like really hit the mark on the greeting for Aviva. For someone who just got there, two people were in the pool, so they didn't get out because they were in the pool and they don't want to get the woman in a blazer wet. The other people were nice. I give it solid marks as a hello and a greeting.
Yeah, it was a good greeting. They were very
solid
nice.
Greeting, yeah.
So then Aviva goes, I couldn't have done it without Reed. Really? I'm like, you didn't fucking win an award, Aviva.
I know. Okay, come on. All right. You're not Parasite.
So she tells you're not Parasite.
It's a great movie. Everyone should see it.
Aviva tells Ramona, It was really hard, Ramona. And Ramona goes, well, here, let's focus on the positive things. One of those things not being that you're here, okay? Yeah. Think something, tell me, so I can focus on it, because you're here.
And by the way, for the record, Sonia did say, it's so good you made it. Just want to put that out there, okay? Just want to, like,
Sonia's just a bundle of hugs this episode towards Aviva. But Aviva doesn't deserve it either, you know?
Yeah. So Aviva and Reed bring presents. Do we ever find out what those presents were? Probably, like, recycled
bottles
from,
fucking terrible.
Marriott.
Yes, because Aviva's like, here's some gifts I brought you. They're from my friends. It's like she's trying to advertise her other friends' things. Oh, by the way, go buy my mom's pearls at atouchofluster.com.
So they have presents, and everything's happy, and Ramona's like, Sonia's naked, so she can't come out right now. Also, she hates you, okay? Pool noodle. So Aviva's like, everyone came over to us except for Ramona and Sonia, who were lingering under this ridiculous charade that we had caught them topless. They knew we were coming. I'm like, they were topless in the pool. Just look.
They knew we were coming. Like, it's this big plot to show boobies to Reed. So Heather tells Reed, well, one of the themes of this trip has been nudity.
Reed's like, bye, I'm going to be in the back house. I don't want to see any of this.
Yeah, he's like, actually, I'm here to work, so I'm going to go upstairs and do my work. And Ramona goes, where are you going? And he goes, I'll be here, but you know, I have calls, I have things to do. You did great, Aviva. Congratulations, you're amazing. I'll be upstairs. And Sonny goes, well, he made it very clear that he's here to work, so boom. I want time with Aviva now.
And then Sonia's doing so well. Like, it's all going so well. And then she goes, oh, Reed, we were so afraid you'd be an albatross. Hey, Ramona, he's not going to be an albatross. Who says that? Who says that to someone?
Sonia and Ramona.
We were worried you'd ruin everything, but since you're going to stay in the back house, you won't ruin anything. Thank you.
So in the kitchen, they move inside, and everyone's like, cheers, you did it, Aviva. And Lou's like, you look so happy. And she's like, decompressing. Have you guys been at the pool? And Heather's like, yeah, they're at the pool every night, naked, naked.
I can see their hiney every night. I can always see their hiney. So Carol goes upstairs to get changed
for Russ.
And Ramona's like, oh, whoa, maybe Russ is in Carol's room. I mean, he's in the room. He's in the room. Where's Mario, huh? Where's Mario? Where's Jacques? Huh. Just kidding. Jacques dumped away on the phone last night after she had sex with a pirate that she calls the Italians. Where's Mario, huh?
Yeah, because Ramona's really mad that she got to bring her husband, but she didn't get to bring Mario, and we didn't get to bring Jacques. And Aviva goes, actually, I invited Mario. He was about to come down, but he said something about nanny auditions. Not really sure, but I tried.
That has double meaning given Aviva's relationship with Fran Drescher, just so you know. So,
yeah, it's like literally the daddy. Like,
yeah.
Mr. Sheffield.
So Sonia's like, no, here's the thing. Okay, you know, Ramona just felt that if Reed was coming, then Mario should come. But I said, no. Aviva has trauma and is crazy as an awful person, so she can't be away from her husband. But Ramona, you can hang out with me. Aviva's like, what the fuck?
Aviva's like, he's not coming here to watch you guys get drunk and party. Ramona's like, we don't get drunk. We're never drunk.
All right, you know what? Could you guys do me a favor and thank him? Because I had to beg him to come down to this beautiful, all-expense-paid tropical island in a mansion. I had to beg him. Can you just thank him?
So Ramona goes, let's just take it one step at a time, okay, Aviva? We just had to redigest that he was coming. So Aviva's like, you don't have anything negative to say about Reed coming, do you, Ramona?
Like, she's ready to earn that paycheck, at least.
You know what? For someone who's, like, very proud that she went to law school, she should have known you never ask a question you don't want to get an answer to, okay? So Ramona's like, are you yelling at me?
No, I'm asking you a question. You don't have anything negative to say about Reed being here, do you? And there's a big, long pause, and then Ramona's like, I just said that him being here could change the dynamic.
Change the dynamic. Okay.
Yeah.
sit.
Like Ramona's not sure whether to retreat or not.
Yeah. She's like, am I going to fight with this bitch on my show? Listen, I just said I could change the dynamic. It could go from being a really fun vacation to the worst vacation I've ever been on. That's all. Not negative. Just theoretical.
So Viva's like, I have anxiety. How dare you? And Sonia says, well, we thought he was staying at a hotel. She's like, he got me here in a plane. I begged him.
And Aviva is now getting mad. And she's getting mad at Ramona. And by the way, Luana's just sitting there like this, just smiling, like, have fun with this one, Ramona.
So Ramona's like, Aviva, missing point.
Don't yell at me. I'm a white lady. Don't yell at me.
So then Aviva yells, if everybody does not go up the stairs and put their arms around him and say thank you for bringing our friend in here.
Sonia goes, we did thank him. I said thank you. And Ramona goes, we did.
And, I mean, enough already. I mean, what do I have to do? Engrave it on my head? Thank you, Reed? Across my breasts? Across my thigh? What do you want me to do, okay?
And it sounds so dramatic, but then in the next episode, there should be a banner.
So this is where Aviva's getting mad. This is where Ramona goes, calm down. Calm down.
Take the banner.
My husband just did an amazing thing. An amazing thing right now. Take a Xanax.
And Aviva goes, I don't need a Xanax. I just need my husband. What, have you been married 2 weeks? Who the fuck would choose a husband over a Xanax? That's just crazy talk. So, this is stupid.
So Luann's like, oh, I can help here. I mean, come on, guys. You were just saying to me yesterday, how are we going to tell Reed to leave? Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Luann's like, bye, I'm going upstairs.
And Aviva's like, how dare you? He didn't come here to watch you get drunk or swim naked in the pool. He came down here to help me get on the plane.
You know what? You make me very anxious right now, okay? You make me very anxious. I'm sorry. Very anxious.
This is getting disgusting. And you were going to ask him to leave? And Sonia's like, well, we just want you to be with us. This is what we were saying. And Aviva, and you. And you.
And then Aviva goes, these are not friends supporting friends. I was like, whoa. Aviva, I support other women, okay? How dare you? Whoa, Aviva, whoa.
It's disgusting. Do not shake your head at me, Ramona. I heard you were mean and did mean things. It's like when Heather came to your house in the Hamptons and you told her she talked too much. It's like,
you're an ungracious lady. I heard you were mean. I heard you did mean things. And I gave you the benefit of the doubt. And I'm disappointed. You're both white trash, quite frankly.
And you.
So then Ramona's like, well, Luann said the dynamic's gonna change, so go yell at her too. Luann's like, bye, bitch, I'm with the pirate.
And Ramona goes, quiet, Luann. You with instigator? Luann, you're always the instigator.
Oh, what did I do?
She's always trying, you know what? She was trying to make it nice, and you made it instigating.
I just told it like it was. It's like my favorite song. Hit it, boys. I tell it like it is. Ramona hates you, Aviva. Bye.
So Sonia's had it. She's like, this is a girl's vacation. Did you get the memo? Girls behaving badly in a house.
And Aviva says, well, thank you for telling me to leave.
And Sonia's like, I mean, it's really amazing. I welcome Aviva to the house. I open her gift. And the next thing you know, I'm white trash. I'm like, all those things can coexist very easily, just so you know.
So then Aviva's up with Reed, storming back and forth. And she's like, I think we should go to a hell. Heather and Carol called and
begged us to come, and the other girls just don't feel the same. You know what? Everyone's begging Aviva for something at all times. You
yeah.
know? Please, Aviva, come.
So Carol walks in, so Aviva starts telling Carol what happened, and she goes, you know, I don't want my husband in a house where the girls are not rolling out the red carpet for him, opening their hearts and arms and saying, Reed, you are so fabulous.
And he's like, I don't need that, sweetheart, but you sure did a great job saying that. God, you were great at saying that.
I'm not staying here under these conditions. It's disgusting. These conditions? You're in a fucking huge mansion in St. Bart's that you're not paying for. Have an apple.
Aviva's like, well, I need it. And that is unacceptable. They said Reed should stay at a hotel, so I'm going to a hotel. You ask them to leave, Heather, or Carol. And Carol's like,
You have had your moment. Please, Mr. President Nixon, please continue ahead. Journalism!
Mr. McCarthy, have you no decency?
decency? Tear down this wall!
Oh, God, imagine if Carol was the one to take down the Berlin Wall. She'd be like, Everyone's like, we've been waiting for this for like 30 years. Can you like...
I'm trying the best that I can.
So then Ramona and Sonia's like, should I just hug her? I'm going to just go hug her and pat her on the head like I do to you in the morning. I mean, you're so pissed off. And Ramona's like, okay, I'll come with you. She's like, no, Ramona, no, I'm going to try and make it better. You're not going to come with me, okay? And Ramona's like, well, what is the wind? Remember, she started this whole thing. It's all the wind. What did you remember?
So then Aviva is still ranting. She's like, that I was welcomed with my husband with any kind of grace or elegance or kindness is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it's very low-class behavior. Low-class meaning uneducated, no manners behavior. I'm done.
The damage is done. Okay? This one is about Aviva.
Yeah, this one's, she's like, it's always about you, Ramona. This one's about Aviva. Yeah.
And Heather goes, but Aviva, do you know how hard it was for me to spend an entire week with Ramona? It's like, but...
I did it.
Yeah.
It's like asking new people in the army not to go through basic training. It's just something you have to do.
And Aviva goes, but she didn't come for your husband or your children. And you know what? You know what I would have expected? A party.
A party. I'm happy to announce that after all these years, it's time to finally give her party that she's always needed. Yeah, Aviva, party. Aviva party. Okay. That's all she gets.
Oh my God, Aviva. She'd be mad at her, too.
Through the fire? You want to talk about going through the fire? That was Reed who went through the fire, not you, Chaka Khan.
Into the fire.
You know what? So, like Chaka Khan says, I feel for you. I feel for you that you are so ungracious.
Oh my God. So, Luann, we go into this whole, you're not leaving, Aviva, are you? Is Aviva leaving? So, I was taking notes on Real Housewives of New Jersey from last night, right after this, and it's still the same shit all these years later. Teresa, are you leaving? Jen, you can't leave the trip! And it's amazing how I'm still, like, drawn in every single time. I'm like, yeah. How dare you
it's
leave
great. This Who trip? Will leave the party?
Yeah.
So Aviva wanted a party. So now we go back over to Ramona's room, and Luann walks in. Yes, hush. So Ramona, the Aviva party is over, and now everyone must be silent. So we're in Ramona's room, and Luann walks in, and Ramona's like, oh, Luann, I'm gonna you. You're Miss Diplomat. You didn't diplomat shit, okay?
You didn't diplomat shit. So now they're all fighting, and Luann's just like, what did I do? I mean, surely I'm not the one who said I wouldn't want Aviva's stupid, ugly husband to be here like you, Ramona.
I didn't start anything. All I started was great music for people who appreciate great cabaret. That's what I started. And then Ramona is like all up in Luann's face. She's like, no, what you did is you instigated. They're like inches from each other, like screaming at each other. And I swear to God, this is the only show on Bravo where they can be screaming in each other's faces. And again, the music's like, dun,
in the bar area, I said the wind, the dynamic would change. You said I didn't say that. You know what? The wind wants to be Miss Switzerland. Like, I don't want to take sides. We put holes in cheese. I mean, who has holes in cheese? Okay, Switzerland, stupid Switzerland. Come on, yeah.
So they're screaming and yelling, and then Sonia is just drunk.
Tracks.
She comes down, and it's Aviva just down on the patio, and she goes, "Hi, Aviva. Look at this dress. You okay?" And Aviva's like, "I'm honestly disgusted.
I'm disgusted by you, Ramona. You know what? I went to law school, and I went to Vassar, and I speak several languages, and I hear and I understand everything." Particularly things that have to do with Vassar.
And I heard that you didn't even want my husband at breakfast. And Sonia's like, wait a minute. For surely if you heard everything, you heard me say I'm so happy that your husband brought you, right? And she goes, well, here's three things I heard. One, you and Ramona were afraid Reed would change the dynamic. And Sonia's like, true. Two, I heard that you didn't want him at breakfast. True.
She's a good lawyer.
Three, I heard that you were gonna have a vote to kick him out. She's like, I don't remember that part, but the first part, true.
True. And Carol has now crawled down the stairs and is literally sitting at the bottom staircase going,
Can I interrupt?
Carol called me and said, please, I beg you to come here and bring Reed. She begged. And Sonia's like, well, you know, Carol changed her trip too, actually. And Carol goes,
no, Carol did not change anything. And Carol is sitting here right now. Will you please concede the floor? This segment has been sponsored by Zest. You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean. President Reagan.
She's like newscasting in 1960.
She's doing the commercials too. She's doing the full newscast.
That's what they used to do back then.
Today
it would be like a black
sports.
And white show, and they're like, I love you, Ricky Ricardo, and we love Ozark, you know? It's like a podcast, basically.
Yeah. So now, yeah. So, yeah.
But
so
like Sonia, way better. Like, let's be honest.
Sonia decides
Lucy.
To flip
We're just
the,
like that.
So Sonia decides to flip the script by saying, you know what? I'm going to leave. And Aviva's like, this isn't about Girls Week. It's about Vassar, you know? And this is about somebody from Vassar who has anxiety and can't get on a plane, especially because there are no planes that leave directly from Vassar. And the only way I could get on the plane that wasn't from Vassar was to have him, my husband, who I did not meet at Vassar, with me in a non-Vassar plane. Thank you.
And now Ramona. Now Ramona, when Ramona's just had it and she can't yell at anybody anymore and she can't win. She just comes in and goes. She's got bangs like this, by the way. She's just taking the curling iron out of her bangs and it's like a water bottle on the
She's
her
got
forehead.
Like that upstate New York look going on. Albany.
She's like, this, I'm sorry, okay? I hate that this is happening. Look, I'm shaking.
I got goosebumps.
Look, I'm shaking.
Goosebumps.
Aviva, I really care about you. I'm glad that you came. Can we just stop this now? Go. And Sonia's like, yeah, we just want to spend time with you. She's like, Sonia, can I talk? I don't
Fine.
Care how you want Reed. You know what? If you want Reed here, I'm here to support you however you want to be supported. You just tell me. I'm going to do it because I care about you.
Can we just, because I can't. She starts doing that fake cry. She's like, I can't.
So then Aviv's like, thank you. Okay, you know what I need you to do? This is all I need you to do. Tell Reed. That's it.
Just go upstairs and tell Reed.
Reed's
that's
like,
all.
Leave me alone, please. Can a man just lock the door and watch some porn already? My God.
No. So Ramona gives us like the philosophy of Ramona Singer, which is just such an insight into her mind. She goes, you know what? If I did something wrong, I say sorry. If I don't do something wrong, I don't apologize. No. Unless it's Aviva and she just got off a plane and is traumatized and acts like a crazy lunatic, and then I just say sorry to calm her down.
Yes.
So basically, your sorries are totally insincere. That's what you basically said. Okay, great.
So Heather and Carol are so mad, you know, because these ladies have taken another episode and just ran away. So Heather and Carol are walking down the driveway, and Heather's like, let's get ready. We missed the fucking concert. What the fuck?
No.
She says fuck, and she goes, and it sounds like it was a cluster you know what. You just said fuck twice, lady. And Carol goes, a cluster fuck? She's like, yes.
Did you learn that in prison?
So Sonia now is mad. Like it's finally processed in her brain that she's been called white trash and everything, and now she's mad. Everyone's like, ugh, let it go, okay? You know, life is too short. So Sonia is now starting to build up. And meanwhile, Luann goes up to Carol because Carol's sad because she missed Russ's rehearsal for like hearing Don't Stop Believin' or something. So Luann's like,
Don't
Carol. Carol, I'm so sorry about how this all went down. My stomach is in knots that you missed whatever it was you were going to miss. New person. Bye.
It was a young person in a German rock band. But instead, I'm running around in between everybody. It's like I told Mahmoud Ahmadinejad when he won the presidency of the Palestinian Authority last month. I'm a reporter.
Okay, so then they cut to Sonia like...
Yeah. She's crying.
How could she? And then the music is like... What the fuck? It's like an electric guitar playing to Sonia crying.
It was Ross.
So, yeah. So basically, Sonia's like, you know, as soon as you suck up to her, she's fine. Well, I'm not dealing with ego bitches. I trusted her, all right? I thought I had a real friend there. I have turned a corner.
Corner.
I don't need new friends.
Okay, so the girls all go to dinner together, and so they decide they're going to wear glitter dresses. Sonia, Ramona, and Heather are all going to wear glitter dresses.
Yeah.
So they all go to dinner, and then Sonia's like, oh, really? We're going to be nice to Aviva? She called us white trash. You remember that? Ouch, I forgot. I put my credit card in my vagina. So I couldn't use it.
Oh, my butt still hurts from all that anal last night. Which is not white trash, by the way.
Hope not.
Otherwise, the gay community has some real issues.
Guilty.
Sorry, you don't need to have that in your head. I don't even need to have that in my head. I just pictured myself having butt sex and was like, that's enough.
So
this is how I have sex.
It's like Ramona being escorted from a helicopter.
Yes. Or like Vicky being taken out of, you know, taken
Iceland.
Out of a trip. Like
Vicky being taken out of the Real Housewives franchise.
And it ends, and I'm like, in my mind, I did great. So that's all that matters. Is this your towel? This is not my towel. I don't know why I wiped myself with that.
It belongs to Reed, and you should apologize to him. Walk up those stairs and tell Reed... You're a great man with wonderful towels. I shouldn't have touched it. I'm going to burn my hand off now because I touched greatness when I shouldn't have.
So Heather basically sums Ramona up because Ramona's like, hey, Heather. Hey, here's the patron for you, Heather, okay? And Heather's like, oh, Ramona Singer, you mean my best friend? One thing I've learned about Ramona Singer, besides naked, is that she doesn't like to fight with more than one person at a time, which is so true.
It is so true.
Ramona needs everybody to be on her side against that one person, you know?
So they're being super nice to Aviva. Even though Ramona tries some, she's like, Aviva, why don't you sit over there by the trash can? Aviva's like, why should I do that, Ramona? Why should I do that, Ramona? Nothing. Why should I do that, Ramona? Why should I do that? No, let's have fun. And Luann's like, drop it. So then they're all nice. They're like, look, we're all friends. We're all, it's a girl, girl, group. The mojo is on. We all have the mojo. Everyone loves it. And then Aviva goes up to go to the bathroom. They're like, she's a vicious bitch.
Yeah. Sonya, she called us white trash. That's very hurtful. And Carol's like, well,
like Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said, I'm quitting this liquid party to join a more centrist organization called My Boyfriend Russ, Who's in Town. I'm a reporter.
Can you tell I just Googled news stories from this year?
So Carol's like, I'm going to visit Russ. And Aviva's like, oh, you get to visit Russ. That's not going to change the dynamic, huh, huh, huh? And Carol's like,
you know what? I think you should apologize to Sonya for calling her white trash. Like, you should have called her entitled white trash. Yeah.
And Aviva's like, I will not apologize. And then she tells us, I'm very sorry for the words I used. That's what Rush Limbaugh said when he called someone a whore.
I was like, sick burn, Aviva.
Yeah, they're like the only smile you see from Aviva this whole episode.
And then when we see the previews for what's coming up next week, it's Ramona and Sonya Googling white trash. And Ramona goes, you see Ramona goes, white trash versus cracker versus hillbilly. Sonya goes, oh, I mean, a hillbilly can make you feel welcome. Welcome to my trailer. Hello. That's welcoming.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Austin. Thank you for participating in this Aviva party. You did it. You made it. We're putting up a banner. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, guys. We love you, guys.
Welcome to the club. If you're ready, say my name. Welcome to the mall. And
thank you.
Life isn't always easy at the moment. We can feel frustrated, miss loved ones, or get anxious. But there are simple things we can all do to look after our mental well-being at this time. Every Mind Matters will get you started with personalized tips and advice from the NHS. Whether it's dealing with stress, techniques to help you relax, or simple tips for better sleep, we'll help you find what's right for you. Search Every Mind Matters today.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, this is Joe Wilkinson, and I'm with Poppy Hillstead.
Hello.
We've got a podcast called Gossip Mongers, where people write in with unsubstantiated nonsense that they've heard from their local town, and we read it out. And if it's funny, we have a giggle. It's pretty much summed it up, isn't it?
I think so. It's nice and rude, isn't it?
It's really rude. So if you like rude stuff, have a listen. If you don't, please don't.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.